Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. Brought to you by The Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Claire Zammit. Arielle,
hey,
are you there?
Claire. Yes, this is Arielle. Hi, everybody.
Hi, we want to welcome you to this special live highlights, recap, takeaways, Q&A, coaching with us. This is our Love Magic session as part of our Attract Your Soulmate Now, the keys for smart, conscious, successful women to attract the right partner and create lifelong love series. And we're just so happy to be here with hundreds of thousands of women from more than 76 countries for the event. It's really, really amazing. The response has been beyond anything that we've ever experienced before in all the years we've been hosting this event. So we want to welcome you to our circle if you're with us for the first time. And we're going to start this special community session with an opening centering meditation. So if you're somewhere where it's safe to do so, we want to invite you just to take a moment to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. And in the spirit of Marianne's beautiful, powerful keynote yesterday on invoking Aphrodite, we're going to, I think, do that tonight as we begin our session here and invoke Aphrodite, enter Aphrodite's temple. And we can do this, and you can do this every day as a practice to integrate and apply the insights in that session, just to transition where your attention has been. So let's do this all together as we begin. So our attention has been in a lot of different places throughout the day, on what we're creating, on taking care of other people, on a lot of maybe mental activity or busyness. I want to invite you just to take a nice deep breath and let all of that go. And just taking a nice deep breath, breathing all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet and into the earth. Knowing that your very existence is more than enough to be worthy of receiving extraordinary love. There's nothing you need to do, no one you need to be. Nothing you could accomplish or create in your life that would make you any more worthy of love than you are right now in this moment. And just allowing yourself to extend loving kindness towards yourself. And just breathing deeply into your own heart. Recognizing that the infinite source of love is available to you right here, right now. You are already unconditionally loved, cherished, and adored by all of creation. And we're going to take this sacred time and space for the next hour or so to be together in Aphrodite's temple, to nourish and nurture our spirit, to invoke the energy of the divine, to expand and activate our love vibration, so that who we're being, how we are experiencing and walking through the world is as a portal to the energy and nature of love itself. And from that center, powerfully manifest and create love in the form of a partnership in all our connections. In each and every breath, to expand and experience deep and profound love, raising the vibration of love on the planet. And together we simply say yes, and thank you.
Yes.
And so it is, and so it shall be. Welcome, everyone.
Oh, Claire, that was exactly what I needed. Oh, my God. It's been such a wild day. I didn't even realize how far away from my own body I was. So thank you for that.
Well, isn't it wonderful to come into Aphrodite's temple? And we'll be talking more about that in a moment with a recap of Marianne's really, really exquisite seminar yesterday. But
I heard so many amazing things about it. I've just been getting emails and posts all day, just people telling me they actually were late for meetings because they couldn't stop listening. They missed their workouts with their personal trainer, and they didn't care.
Wow.
They said it was so life-altering for them.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we want to welcome you, especially if you're with us for the first time today. We created the series especially for conscious, smart, creative, gifted, talented women, women that we love and serve through our work at Feminine Power, through Ariel's work in the Soulmate Secret courses and the Art of Love community. We wanted to create a series that where we had a deep dive into, you know, what it is that will give us access to the kind of transformation and breakthrough to create a true soulmate relationship where we can feel seen and met and known and partnered on all of these different dimensions. I think that's really the yearning that we're feeling. And the reasons why it's been so hard or challenging for so many of us who are amazing women doing extraordinary things in other aspects, it's not personal to us. It's part of a much larger story of this time. So we're diving into really the big transformation and the most powerful keys that we've discovered coaching, mentoring, leading tens of thousands of women over the past decade. And we wanted to add a special feature to this new series, which are these live recaps and highlights with us. We're going to be doing 7 sessions like this throughout the course of the event. And everyone will get access who's part of the series. However, if you'd like to be coached by us personally or ask a question, you can order one of our extraordinary upgrade packages. So when you upgrade to any of the gold or platinum packages, you'll receive some amazing bonuses. We'll tell you more about that at the end. And you'll also have the opportunity in these sessions to be coached live by us, to ask us questions, and receive so many other wonderful aspects of the program that we'll share a little bit later on. And if you're listening in online, I want to encourage you to shout out from wherever you are in the world. Just post a comment for us. Share with us what's opening up for you, what you're discovering, along with your questions. And the posts on Facebook have been amazing. We read all of your posts on Facebook. So if you want to share with us or connect, please do post. I've seen posts from Gloria talking about Marianne's seminar and Suzette and Janet and Dania and Tricia and Charlene and Jacqueline. And it's amazing. We love connecting with you and we love getting to know you. And we'd love to coach you live in these sessions as well. So you'll find the links to upgrade to gold and platinum and access the additional bonuses, as well as see the entire program that's happening for the next 9 days now. If you're brand new and you've just started, you'll see that there's a free gift of our Amplify Your Love Manifesting Power kickoff seminar with Marianne. You can download that as a gift and see everything that's coming up over the next remaining 9 days of the program, and we'll be sharing some of those future highlights ahead. So we'll just be taking a few minutes right now to share some of the highlights and takeaways of yesterday's and today's sessions, and then we're going to be going and opening it up for live coaching. So, Ariel, what a start. What a start to the event over the last couple of days. Let's maybe start with today.
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that was so much fun was talking with the Conscious Men's panel with Matt Boggs and Charles Orlando and Johnny Fernandez. I mean, these are three love experts, real conscious guys who really know what they're talking about. And, you know, I asked all of them, you know, what's your definition of a conscious man? And what was really great about it was that, you know, it's different from the way a woman might see, you know, like what she might call a spiritual man, because a conscious man is a man that's on purpose and he's got this sense of aliveness and a connectedness to his spirit. And one thing that he's really adept at is how to choose to respond in the moment as opposed to react. There's a level of maturity there. But somebody who's really on purpose, connected to his spirit, has this aliveness. And, of course, the big question was, well, where are they, right? And they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And Matt Boggs had shared that really where he sees so many of them is at business-building activities. You know, he said there's a surprising amount of spirituality and consciousness in the business world now. So these guys are going to business-related workshops and seminars, and they're at bookstores. And, of course, they're online dating, they're at the gym, and they're at sports events. And then he shared with me the way he met his soulmate, the way he met his life. He decided that he wanted to create a project to be of service to the world. So he created a group called Difference Makers, where they would go out and they would do painting for the community. And one day, while painting a grade school, he met this beautiful woman. They're now married. They have a child together. And all he was doing was being himself, you know. So I was really interested in that. And then one of the other things we talked about that I thought was maybe a little different from some of the rules that we've been hearing. You know, we've heard that women should never make the first move. If she's making the first move, that means that she's in her masculine energy. And one of the guys said that actually what's more true is, remember, Claire, in the olden days when ladies used to drop their hankies? And then the man would rush to pick up her hanky? Well, that was her making the first move. She didn't accidentally drop her hanky. That's how she got his attention. Now, of course, he probably didn't realize that. But we've been making the first move for a long time. It's the way in which you make that first move. So it's not like, hey, dude, can I take you out to dinner Saturday night? It's more like, oh, we're standing in line at Starbucks. The guy behind me is really kind of interesting looking. And I just turn around and say, you know, I'm debating between the vanilla chai latte or the mocha frappuccino. I can't decide. What do you think? And that is just a very feminine opening to start a conversation. So those are just a few of the things that got covered on the Conscious Men's panel that I really loved.
Well, that's one of our keys in terms of learning how to make connections. Learning how to make connections and learning how to send signals that you're available and that you're interested, as distinct from, you know, kind of actually being explicit and saying, do you want to go out with me, right? So,
right.
So
there's more subtlety involved.
Yeah, so such a fantastic panel on that. And that really ties into John Gray's seminar today, which was really fantastic. And if you've ever felt, this was my story. I mean, I used to feel like there is no conscious men out there because I've met all the men in the world. And the ones
you met all 7 billion of them.
Like, I've met them all and there's no one. I was very convinced. And I think that we have a dilemma as women who ourselves are conscious, who are smart. And this is something I talked about with John, is that, you know, on the one hand, you know, when we try to find someone who is maybe can meet us spiritually, we often will attract men who are overly in their feminine and will propel us into our, you know, we'll kind of end up being in the masculine and mother position. And this is how it occurred to me when I was out, you know, kind of in years ago before I went through my own transformation, is that I would, you know, either I would be able to, you know, date these men who were less powerful, who were kind of in their feminine, and I would have to be like the one in the masculine saying, come on, like, how are we going to make money and what are we going to do and come on, let's like make it happen. Or I'd be with men who, you know, or the other men who would be available would be maybe men who were strong and powerful and in their masculine, but they weren't very conscious, right? So it's kind of a real dilemma. And you want someone who, you know, the yearning is to find someone who can meet you on all of these different levels. And John really said, if you're attracting men who are really in their feminine, it's because you are overly in your masculine. And you haven't yet allowed yourself to embrace the parts of you that are feminine and value yourself for who you are as opposed to what you can give and what you can do. And Marianne's seminar yesterday really dove into that much more deeply. I want to talk more about that in a moment. But,
oh, I just have to share one story with you that just came to mind. So we were talking about, you know, the New Age guys and their feminine. Oh, my God, I dated this one guy when I was in my super hyper-masculine mode that, honest to God, Claire, he said to me one day, I'd rather meditate than have sex. And he wasn't kidding. That's when I knew I had a real problem. Oh, my God. But well, you know, just to let everybody know, there are plenty of conscious men out there. Well, some meditate, some don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not spiritual.
Right. And I think that's, you know, that's really where the conversation went, that what we're really looking for is men who have a capacity to love. That's actually what so many of us, when we say we want a conscious man or we want a spiritual man, we're looking for a man of high integrity, of high character, who's really on purpose in his life. And that doesn't necessarily look like he's drinking green juice and meditating necessarily.
Right, right.
Right?
And,
but
when,
there's,
I was just going to say our success story was, you know, Liana Chiuli, who found her soulmate at the age of 53 after some bad marriages and some very toxic relationships. And I remember meeting her soulmate, Victor, who is this amazing guy. He's this heart surgeon. He's just incredible. But he shared with me, he said, you know, when I met Liana, she lived in this world I didn't understand. I had never been to a personal growth workshop. I'd never heard of Deepak Chopra. I knew that people meditated. I didn't know what it was, you know, but luckily she didn't throw me out because I was so unfamiliar with it. He said, but now that she's introduced me to it, I'm just crazy about it, and I can't wait to go to the next workshop. So, you know, here was this perfectly good guy in his late 50s, didn't know anything about the world we live in, and yet, you know, he was a good man, and he was of service and on purpose and mature, and together they're growing.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. And that's my experience. Like when we let go of a lot of our, it's a lot of things. So it's like letting go of our fixed ideas of spiritual or not spiritual versus looking at who really has the capacity to love us. I mean, this is the experience that you described. John was talking about it too in his session. It's like just the experience of knowing someone has the capacity to fully be there and love you and will never leave is all 110% all in. Like that's really what we're yearning for most.
Yeah.
And that brings us to, you know, an amazing panel that we're going to be talking about, we'll be offering tomorrow that will help you to distinguish and be able to assess whether or not someone that you're dating actually has the capacity to love you in this way.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Yeah, So we've got this panel that are experts about narcissists and sociopaths, because so many women at some point in their life end up dating this guy that they think is too good to be true. You know, it just starts off with like super fireworks and everything's great, and they just seem to intuit what you most need and most want, and then it turns into your worst nightmare at some point. And the truth is they just don't have the capacity to love you, but you are so like fully committed with your heart. How do you heal from that? And fortunately, we have a grief expert on that panel as well, our friend David Kessler, who really shares on how to forgive yourself and how to forgive them and how to get past this massive loss of a big dream. So that's tomorrow with Carol Allen and Melanie Tanya Evans
and
David Kessler.
Yeah, and the thing I've really seen and come to know now, being in this relationship with my amazing husband for 10 years, is all of this love that he gives me, in some ways it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's like his capacity to love. And, you know, I think this was one of the biggest takeaways just from my own experience and listening to these first sessions, is that, you know, we really are worthy of love completely as we are. There's nothing that we need to do to be worthy of love. And with the right partner, the person who we're meant to be with, will love us for who we are right now, right here. I mean, my entire life I felt like I was too much of this or not enough of that. But when I met my beloved soulmate, I realized I am just perfect for who I'm meant to be with. And me just fully being myself, my very existence, is so much more than enough to be fully worthy of being loved.
Yeah, and you know, we need to get that on the heart level as well as on the physical level. Like one of the things, you know, talking with Liana, you know, she's a bigger woman, you know, and in Yiddish we'd call her zaftik, you know, big and curvy and yummy. And you know, her whole life she was, you know, had this problem about her big belly until she met this man, and that was one of the things he loved most about her. And she shared with me this statistic that I thought was really interesting. She said 70% of American women are between a size 14 and a 22.
Wow.
And a good majority of them are happily married. So, you know, weight and size has nothing to do with it. Men like curvy women, but we, you know, live like, oh, if I could only lose 20, 30, 40 pounds, then I could have love. And it's not true. Liana says, if you want to have more love, wear the most beautiful lingerie every single day. Know that you've got this gorgeous, sexy, silky stuff on underneath. Even if it's your yoga pants, wear gorgeous lingerie.
Well, and I love that, because that ties back into, I think, one of the things I wanted to share about Marianne's session on invoking Aphrodite and finding the balance between power and vulnerability in our lives in a way that will become magnetic to love. You know, the key takeaways from her session, I think, are just the idea that you want to create a space where you are overflowing with love, and you're not on the outside of that waiting to meet someone to have the experience of love. You know, she really talks about how, you know, in our masculine system of power, this is something that we work with a lot in my own work on feminine power, that we, you know, we've been taught to value ourselves for what we give and what we do and what we accomplish, as opposed to who we are. And so, you know, it's kept us in this mode where we're very focused on doing, on accomplishing, and the places that our attention is during our workday that have enabled us to succeed in the world and to make things happen in the world, that mode and way of being and that way of placing our attention isn't the frequency that creates a space for us to invoke love and attract love and sustain love. And for that, we need to shift our attention into a very different place. And so she uses the goddess Athena as like really kind of like the energy of that we're in and doing and accomplishing. You know, Athena was the creator of civilizations. And, you know, and the things that she says to do to invoke Aphrodite are exactly that, what Liana is talking about, which is to place attention on the feminine, to prepare your home, to prepare your heart, to prepare your consciousness, to create space out of your mind, to not focus on doing, to really anchor into being, so that you're going to enter and be and live in the center of Aphrodite's temple, vibrating love, and in, you know, and being ready and available to invite your partner into that energy, as opposed to you're on the outside of that energy and you're hoping that when you meet a partner, you'll get to experience and partake in the energetic vibration of love.
You know, and Marcy today really shared a very, very simple process on how to get into that love space, to actually begin to experience what she calls the love response. And it's a little process from the Institute of Heart Math. It's the Inner Ease process that really, it was just doing it. Just, it only took 3 minutes. So the first step of it was, you know, putting your hands over your own heart. And she said the act of simply having your own hands on your own heart starts the flow of oxytocin. And we know oxytocin is the super glue of love. That's the love hormone that, when it gets released into your brain, makes us more available to be connected to others. And then the second step is to imagine that you're breathing in and out through the center of your heart. And you just do it at your own pace. And then the third step is that on each inhale, imagine that you're breathing in the feelings of love and ease and compassion. And then with each exhale, you're breathing out more love, more ease, more compassion. So it's just a very, very simple 3-minute inner ease thing that gets you into this love space.
Wow, that's powerful. So, so many amazing sessions and seminars to listen to. And so, finally, did we talk about JJ? Because JJ is actually...
Oh, no, not
let's
yet.
Let's talk about JJ. She's on today.
Yes.
The seminar is streaming today.
Oh, yeah. So JJ Virgin, for the three people out there who don't know who she is a international best-selling author in the field of nutrition and fitness, and she's a goddess, tall, blonde, beautiful, and yet at the
6 foot tall, very powerful. She's like 6 foot.
Is she
like 6 foot?
And wears,
yeah.
Wears stilettos.
And wears heels, yeah.
Like crazy.
Amazon. Amazing. Gorgeous.
Intelligent. She's like the power girl of the personal growth world. But at age 52, in spite of having been married and in relationships, had never been in love. And just sort of made it her focus. That's it. I'm going to do what it takes to get myself ready for love, to go online, to date, to find my soulmate. And she shared with me, I'm looking for the name of this process that she did. I don't know if I'm going to find it. Anyway, she went and did this week-long, very intensive personal growth workshop all about forgiveness to really clean up her past and get herself ready. And then she decided to go online, and she said, you know, she had all kinds of people say to me, you know, I don't like strong, independent women, and you know, I don't want this and I don't want that. And she just said, the hell with it. I'm just going to have my profile say who I am and what I want. And her profile said, I'm a 4-time New York Times best-selling author. I'm here to build a legacy. I work a lot. I'm passionate about it. I'm looking for someone who lives their life on purpose and is on a mission as well. And then she also said that, what was the other part of it? She said, you need to know I'm a strong person, I'm super motivated and ambitious, and I'm not going to downplay it. Well, this guy, Tim, reached out to her, and she, you know, checked him out and thought, oh, probably not my type, seems okay. But then she got really busy, And he kept reaching out and reaching out. It took 6 weeks until she had time to meet him for a date. And they ended up going for a walk in the rain and talked for 4 hours. And he told her that he had already read her book. At least one of her books. He bought her dark chocolate because in her profile said she was, you know, crazy for dark chocolate. Like, did all this other stuff. And then he admitted to her, he said, I know you're the one for me. I've already taken down my profile. Now, this was last October. And less than a week ago, she posted on Facebook, they just got engaged. They're getting married in July. She couldn't be happier. Now, you know, there's nobody who, you know, is more strong and independent and successful than JJ. But she realized that, you know, she just didn't need to dumb herself down. And she also understands that when she's with him, she does, you know, move into her feminine energy so he can be strong in his masculine. But she's learned how to do it, and they've worked it out, and she's never been happier.
Awesome. Beautiful, Arielle. So there are highlights and takeaways for the first 2 days. Don't miss tomorrow coming up, the skills to create lasting bonds with Dr. Amir Levine. He is one of the world experts in the new science of attachment theory. This is going to be an amazing seminar. Arielle, do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes. So it turns out that all of us humans come in three flavors when it comes to attachment. We're either secure, we're anxious, or we're avoidant. And you really need to know what your type is and to be able to spot the other types, because otherwise you may end up picking an avoidant type, of which something like 25% of men are, and they tend to be the most charming types, but they do not have the capacity to connect and bond deeply or experience intimacy. So it's almost impossible to be happy with them. So Dr. Levine's going to explain how to spot these types quickly, because what we want, 52% of the population are secure types. He calls these the superhero of soulmates. Okay. The other thing that he talks about that doesn't get talked about a lot, which was so fascinating, Claire, he talks about the dependency paradox. You know, we hear so much about how, oh, we want to be independent, we don't want to be codependent. This is nothing like that, but there is this dependency paradox which allows you to attract and keep healthy love. So do not miss Dr. Amir Levine. He's just fascinating.
Well, and this is, no, seriously, I want to underscore this and emphasize this. If you've had an experience of attracting unavailable partners, or you felt rejected, or people aren't loving you,
or they disappear on you.
You know, rather than blame yourself or think that you're not lovable, the truth is that probably you've been choosing to invest in people who don't have the capacity to love you. So listening to Dr. Amir's panel, listening to the Is He Worthy of Your Love panel is absolutely critical if that's been your pattern. So I want to make sure that you don't miss that. And if you feel like you've made too many mistakes, or you're too old, or it's too late, or you're too damaged, don't miss Neil Donald Walsh's session tomorrow on letting go of fear and regret. Neil is in one of his most vulnerable, open-hearted seminars, shares about, you know, Neil's been married more than 7 times. And, you know, if
with more than 7 children.
And more than 7 children. And so, you know, and he is now in the most exquisite marriage with the most incredible partner and is deliriously happy. And he just said, you know, he just never gave up. And so hearing his story, if, you know, if you've had multiple marriages or you've had a lot of heartbreak, is going to heal you and re-imprint you at the deepest level of your being, and open and blow possibility wide open for you. So don't miss Neil's session tomorrow.
And our success story for tomorrow is the amazing author and artist known as Sark, Susan Arielle Rainbow Kennedy, who we all love so much. And she found true love, a real soulmate, marriage for the first time, at the age of 58. And she tells exactly how she did it. So you don't want to miss SARC tomorrow as our success story.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. All right, and we could stay here all day talking about the sessions. What I do want to remind everyone is mark your calendar for 10 a.m. on Saturday. I'm going to be doing my session in the series live. It is the 10-year anniversary to the day that I met my beloved soulmate, Craig. So it's a very magical and special day for me, and I'm really excited to be able to share it with you and share the feminine power keys that I've discovered for conscious women to attract their life partner. I'm going to be giving you the essence of everything I've learned myself and in teaching and mentoring in feminine power. It's going to be a very magical live event, and then we'll go into our live Q&A after that. So let's move into our live Q&A and hold a space for some love magic to happen.
Hey.
I want to remind everyone, too, that if you want to go back and listen to some of these sessions that you've missed, you can upgrade immediately to have access to all of the audios in the series. The seminars are available right now. You can upgrade to gold, to platinum. There are also some fantastic bonuses. You're going to want to own this series. It's absolutely extraordinary. We've never created anything like it. It's the most leading-edge information that conscious, smart, successful women need to know. We're so excited and grateful to have the opportunity to bring you all of these world-class resources and experts to give you the keys that you need to create this kind of soulmate love that we were born to give and receive. So you can find out all the details about the upgrade options right at the bottom of the page. If you scroll down, there's links all over the page. If you're already a gold subscriber, you can upgrade to platinum to get those additional bonuses. Check out all the details on your live event page. So let's move into live Q&A right now. Love to open it up to offer some live coaching. And let's just take a moment to transition in our circle. And whether you are asking a question or being coached, or you are listening, knowing that these questions that we're engaging, our intention is to be of service to the entire group listening. So we're all here in a space of receptivity and openness and curiosity. So I'd love to invite you to ask your question in a way that can, I think, maybe serve and really benefit and bless the entire group here. So please go ahead and press *2 on your keypad. If you're listening in on the phone, if you'd like to receive some live coaching or ask a question, go ahead and press *2 on the phone. Okay. Let's hear from, is it Noelle in Santa Clarita? Hi, Noelle.
It's Marianne. We have the same phone.
Marianne, hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. Well, it's sort of embarrassing. I had been married to the same guy for 25 years. We got divorced, mostly catastrophic stuff, house burned down, surprise things. My ex did with having the land graded without a permit and whatever could have cost us $50,000. I think in retrospect, he probably had PTSD. We all did. 5 kids. I bought my own house. I took my half of the insurance money. He kept trying to fix up the old house and didn't do it the right way. Anyway, I said you could always come back, but it's just I can't do this anymore. Too many surprises, whatever. So he came back. We lived together as copacetic partners for 4 years, and we're still hanging around with each other, but, I mean, I'm still divorced. I really wanted someone just to love me for who I was and whatever. I drink coffee. That's a huge thing for him. We're both New Agers, TM, the whole thing. But I feel like I didn't want to find anyone else. But he can't make a total commitment. I don't know if it's because I had a career, inner city teacher, teacher trainer, you know, teacher college, everything.
National Writing Project, but I just, it was too much for me. I found a way to retire, and I sold my house, and I still have some property. Anyway, I don't know whether I'm going back in time or whether it seems like lately we've been getting along.
So, Marianne,
yeah.
So what's your question?
My question is,
right, yeah.
If I'm, well, growing in my awareness and coming back into my femininity, and I just wanted to attract someone new because it was so tiring to keep trying to go back. There's so many great things about him, but there's just this one nagging thing that I still feel like I could never be good enough. I always have to measure up. But he does great things for me. We have fun going to movies. So I don't know whether I'm supposed to be focusing on the new, really try the dating, or just try to make it work somehow, which in a way would be ideal. I don't know. I'm just kind of confused.
Marianne, this is Arielle. I have to just ask you, what was the comment about you drink coffee? Is that a problem?
Well, he thinks I'm ruining my physiology. He's such a purist. He's on some very strict vegan diet. I mean, I might eat a little fish and chicken here and there, but mostly I was vegetarian since I was 15. But then when I became pregnant with our first, I just was getting too dizzy not eating, you know, a little denser protein. So
I just want you to feel good about your coffee. There's nothing but new scientific research about how good coffee is for some people, not all people. So
right.
If you enjoy your coffee, just having those good endorphins of doing something that's pleasurable for yourself is better for your health than doing 2 hours of city meditation and then having toxic thoughts about somebody.
Well, it's funny because I actually had an Ayurvedic doctor from India tell me, 2 cups of coffee, good for you. I said, well, what, like Raja's cup or what kind of coffee? He said, coffee, you know, coffee. So I feel like I keep having to defend myself. So we're going to take like a 6 weeks break. I don't know in that time whether I'm just supposed to work on myself, do all the sessions.
So that's such a great question, and I think a lot of us can relate to it, where we're in a relationship that's not quite everything we had hoped for, and yet there's some things that are really beneficial that we love about it. The things that I find helpful in that, if you're in that situation, is to take a moment to step back and think about what it is you most want to experience in a relationship, what it is that's most important. Like, even if you step outside your current partner and really connect with yourself, what are your must-haves? What are the top 3 things you absolutely must have to be happy and fulfilled?
Are you asking me? Or
well, just to think, you might not know the answer right now, but to think about this question. What are the top 3 things you absolutely must have? And what are the top 3 things that you're never willing to experience again?
Mm-hmm.
Your total deal breakers. You know, often when we think about visions, or kind of like there was so much that we can move into a vision, but it's very clarifying to think about your must-haves and your deal breakers, things that you're never willing to experience again in another relationship. So for me, when I was doing this process, I got clear, I'm never willing to be in relationship with someone who's ambivalent about being committed to me.
Mm.
Never willing to be there again. Not interested. Complete deal breaker. Whoever I'm in relationship with must be completely interested in being 110% committed, right? I must be with someone who, you know, spiritual development and evolution, their own personal development is, you know, as much of a priority, if not even more than me. Must have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 62.
Right?
I'm still, you know, a size 6. I run, I do yoga, I, you know, whatever. Not bad looking, but I've kept myself in shape, but I want to be happy now. And I think that's the thing. We're wavering between, or, you know, like I'm willing to totally, this was like a year ago, commit And then it was like, oh, well, we should just be best friends. Well, that sort of in-between thing doesn't work. I mean,
So this is for you to connect with yourself. See, it's like you're not clear yet about what you absolutely must have, what you want to create, what your vision is, to know and be able to assess whether or not staying in this relationship is consistent with that.
Well, I think that's helpful. You're right. I'm wavering.
Right. But this is where, and you're not going to be able to answer that question unless you connect more deeply with yourself and you connect with, and just take time to ask yourself and say, Marianne, what do I most deeply desire to experience? What do I most deeply desire to express, to create, to contribute? What are the things that are most important to me? What's the kind of life I want to have? Right? What are my top three must-haves and my top three deal-breakers? So once you do that, that's going to give you a lot of clarity to then be in a process of seeing, how do I hold a space to see whether this relationship can become that or not? And I would encourage you to even give it a period of time. Like, I'm going to hold a space. I'm going to take responsibility for how I might have been the source of my current experience in this relationship, and I'm going to hold a space for this to either up-level or for it to fall away in a way that leaves me free in the next 3 months.
Oh, that's true. And it was helpful listening to John Gray today.
Yeah.
I think it was a repeat. I really need to get the book because also I'm in that, this brilliant, capable person, but I hate to say the soppy new age guy kind of, but I see that a lot. Like, I'm not allowed to say this or that because it's negative. It's immediately a label. And when I would like someone just to listen to me before they tack that on there. Well, I mean, most people on this call, I'm sure, are aware of the law of attraction and the secret. And it is just really a service what you're doing. And John Gray, because I just, we are really stuck, the ladies that have I raised 5 kids next year, soon to be 5 college graduates. The one graduating in June has a job at Boeing waiting. And, his kid was on drugs at one time, and 2 of his roommates dropped out, and I could see where I was going. And I said, oh, no way, you're going out of state. You're going to go there. You're going to go to your sister. Just no bones about it. I had to be the strong one. And, man, that kid followed through. And, I was not tough. He was in rehab twice, but I had to sort of take the upper hand
Marianne loves the 3 things. So do that clarity visioning process I just suggested. Listen to, is he worthy of your love tomorrow? Okay. This is going to really help you to assess, his capacity to meet you and to be that. And Ariel just wrote a brilliant book called How to Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate, that's filled with over 100 practices of how to transform the relationship that you're in. And I want to really encourage that. It's really inexpensive. It's available on Amazon.com. It's brilliant. It's the essence of the practices that we've discovered in all of the series and all of these interviews and all of the experts about this.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm going to get it. Thank you so much. Sorry to ramble on, but this is crunch time for me. So thank you so much. And thanks for taking my call. Yay, ladies.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. And thanks so much for being here with us, okay? Much
thanks.
Love. Thanks, Marianne. Thank you. Okay, go ahead and press star 2 to raise your hand, post a question for us. Let's see here. Who else is here with us on the phone? Okay. All right. Who is calling from Deerfield in Illinois? Hello.
Hello, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. I loved it. It struck me when you were talking about JJ Virgin, because I am a very strong, powerful woman. I am 66 years young and just getting started, and I just wrote an award-winning book and all these things. And I went on a dating site and I put these things and I'm not getting any responses. So it's very interesting, as you know, and I had one man say to me, "You're too smart for me." So I'm like,
And he's right. Let me just interrupt you. The thing that you need to remember is you're only looking for one. And
That's true. One
isn't going to be intimidated. Now, of course, you don't want to lead always with your resume, because guys are looking for a playmate, somebody to have fun with. You know, so maybe there isn't enough of that part of you, or the photos don't show enough of that part of you. And coming up in the series, we have two incredible online dating workshops. One's with Bella Gandhi, who's on the Steve Harvey Show all the time. She's like the fairy godmother of online dating. She's amazing, who's going to tell you everything you need to do to get the right profile up. And then we have a panel on how to use online dating as a sacred spiritual path. So make sure you don't miss those. But
I signed up for the gold, so if I miss them, I can go back.
Yeah. Good, exactly.
You can.
Okay.
There's going to be a guy out there who's going to be so turned on by how successful you are and how powerful you are. You know, you just don't want to be talking business on every date, because that's when you're near.
Right. I mean, I in my profile, I talk about how I love to travel, and I've traveled all over, and and I love theater. So I do try and interject those pieces of me that are the fun, and also love being a grandma. So, because that is one of my values. Top three. Yeah.
Ray, the number one thing you do not want to do on a date is talk about your grandchildren. They've done surveys.
Okay.
It makes men feel old. Do not talk about your grandchildren until they bring it up, okay?
Okay, that's a good tip. Thank you.
I read it in AARP magazine.
Yeah. So definitely, so take that off. And I think really maybe, you know, the other thing that, I mean, those sessions are going to really help and support you. Marianne's session, if you haven't listened to it, is going to be really, I mean, the whole series is helpful, but I would listen to her session as well.
Okay.
And because I can relate to you, and, you know, I used to feel like, gosh, you know, there's no, you know, powerful men out there. And I'm going to share this in my session on Saturday too a lot, but I've realized it's that, you know, there's a kind of a self-focus and a kind of focus on career and making it happen. There's like an energetic focus that drives success in our careers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different energy than the energy that creates a space for love.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Right. And so you want to go through a transition from that power mode into a receptivity and a being mode, where you can prioritize love and relationship as even more important than success and accomplishment.
Okay.
And,
right?
You know, Claire, I just want to jump in there, because after, you know, your session on Saturday, we have Rory Ray talking about Modern Siren, who really talks about how when we're in our business head, in our work mode, we're taught and we're effective at leaning in. But when you want to be in your feminine, receptive mode, you have to physically and emotionally and energetically lean back. And that's the learning for us, the leaning back, the opening up, the receptivity.
So I think that your profile might, you know, if you listen to those seminars, go through a shift into a deeper place of being, and maybe rewrite your profile in terms of the things that you desire, the things that light you up and make you happy, what you want to share. The session is going to give you some ideas on how to do that. But the thing to know is that, you know, that you're not too much. The men that you have met are not enough to hold a space to meet you as a full partner. That's the thing that I absolutely know is true, and that there is a partner out there for you who will celebrate and bask in your power and your love and thank God for your very existence.
Thank you.
So
that was helpful.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that. That was really good. I've been diligently, you know, I have a 3-year vision. I've been working with one of Mary Morrissey's coaches, so I know Matt Boggs and stuff. And it's like, I've been, there are so many areas, but this is the one I'm, you know, putting my stake in the ground is on the love relationship, the personal one this year. So.
Well, we are standing with you, and we are so glad you're with us in our circle.
Thank you. This is really helpful. It's just that next piece that I needed to hear. Thank you.
Much love, much support. All right. Who's calling from Hollis, NH? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's there?
Katie from Keene.
Katie, hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. Oh, thank you. So I've been married twice, and the first time I was with my partner for about 11 years, and the second time, 20 years.
Wow.
And I emerged from both relationships feeling like they were actually very abusive, and I hadn't recognized it when I was in either of them. So I am really looking to open my heart. And I know that I have a lot, that my core essence is love, and that I have a lot of love to give. I really want to share that with a wonderful life partner. I felt like last night when I was listening to I'm in my 50s, so just to give you a sense of, you know, what generation I'm in. And last night I was really relating to the reframing of sort of the feminine and the masculine. And I don't know, I felt like I went through surgery, you know, things were taken apart and sort of re-put back together, sort of. But I guess what my question is, if you could speak a little bit about vulnerability. That was something that I heard you say at one time, that's tenderness, vulnerability. You know, I'm not a super achiever, but I'm certainly proud of the, you know, the things that I have done in my life, and I'm very happy with my life right now, happier than I've ever been.
Well, I would just ask you, like, how is that relevant for you and where you're going? Like, what's the question in terms of how it relates to what it is that you want to create most and what you see is in your way?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to answer that. I'm not sure if I'm going to get it quite.
Yeah, that's okay. You're doing great.
So my most recent marriage ended in January of 2015. So that first year, I was just ecstatic with my freedom. And I just lightened up, and I just stepped into my power in a way that I had never done before. And I made a commitment, but at the same time, there is a sort of essential loneliness that I do feel, and know that I really would like to be in a wonderful partnership, not, you know, not a toxic one. So I'm feeling some tension around how to open up to that, even the possibility that there may be sort of a collaborative kind of business adventure there, possibly, you know, maybe not, but not really sure. You know, I'm very inspired by you and Craig in so many ways. So, but there's a tension there between, wanting to be strong, like stepping into my strength in a new way, and yet suddenly being like flooded with these images of sort of femininity and tenderness and open-heartedness, and knowing that I've been kind of heavily defended in different ways.
Uh-huh.
So am I is that helping at all?
Well, yeah, I'm
there's
just trying
this tension
to
between really wanting to deeply connect and mm-hmm. and you know, I'm definitely on an evolutionary path and I have a big vision for my life. But at the same time, you know, just feeling like, wow, I don't even quite know how to be in my own skin with all this new information. And
well, what I'm trying to sense and feel into you is like, where is this living inside of you? And what's the deeper question that's actually most important for us to tune into together?
Okay, well, I guess there is a there's a disbelief that I will ever have the love that I've been dreaming
yeah.
of like all my life. So
yeah.
it's a lacking of confidence and a sorrow and
So Katie, so here's what I want to invite you into.
Okay.
And so this is really for all of us who are feeling like there's just no one. There's so what you're naming, if I can recap this, is that what it feels like emotionally is it's not possible for you to have this kind of love in your life and that you somehow are going to be alone forever. And there's a sadness there. Can you take a moment to just breathe into your body and just place even one hand on your body, on the center of the sadness and the aloneness, and just take a nice deep breath. Just taking a nice deep breath into the center of the feeling and just getting a sense of how old is this part of Katie?
She's 4 or 5.
Okay, she's 4 or 5. And how old are you now in your life?
I just turned 57.
And what are a couple of the best things about being 57 compared to being 4 or 5?
I am sovereign of my own ship
mm-hmm. yeah.
in a way I've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really just my life is so full
yeah.
of wonder and wonderfulness. And yeah.
So I want to, yeah.
work, a wonderful community.
So when you have
and help.
And so you have a capacity to create connection too, right? As this woman you've become.
Well, I feel very clumsy around men. Or I feel.
Well, but you have in your life that yeah. you have a capacity to generate connection and relationship.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Right?
I have one friend, yes. Yeah.
So I want to invite you to just take a nice deep breath and bring. Just breathe all the way down into your hips. And I want you to imagine you are bringing this sovereign queen that you have become, who has so much capacity and creativity and power. And just imagine that she's putting her arms around this younger 5-year-old self who feels like she's going to be alone forever and there's no one out there. And just take a nice deep breath and just bring these two parts of you into deep presence and connection with each other. And just say, Katie, sweetheart, you're not alone. I'm here with you. And this sadness that you're feeling is actually an accurate feedback that something is off because you were not born to be alone. You were designed to be deeply connected and experience great love. And I am a stand for you. And I am a stand for creating extraordinary love with an amazing partner. And I don't know what is or isn't going to happen, but I am going to take a stand to create this for you. Can you do that? You get a sense of being connected to yourself in this way?
I think I can work on it.
Yeah.
It's not immediate, you know, it's not immediate. It's not an immediate sense of really being able to take that stand.
Yeah.
I guess I've heard you, I mean, I feel like my sovereign is in some doubt, but I have heard you say even without evidence, right?
You know what? So here's the thing. I mean, this is, I'm going to talk about this on Saturday, but when I set an intention to find love or create love in my life, I had no idea what if I was going to succeed. What I knew, though, is that I was going to find out and do what I could to ensure that I was no longer the obstacle to receiving it or creating it in my life. And that's what you can absolutely control, right? You're going to find out. You can commit to show up and generate it. And the thing that Ariel and I will tell you is if you do that, you absolutely will succeed. But you don't need to be convinced of it to fully show up for yourself to create it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? So this is an old belief. This is an old love identity core belief that you're working with to transform. Come join me on Saturday. We'll go into this a little more during the event. We'll do some transforming beliefs. And, you know, we are going to be doing some of that in our ongoing membership program, which I'll share more about. It's going to be one of the first master classes on transforming core beliefs around love. So, but that's what it is. The deeper truth is that the feeling, to reframe the feeling of depression and despair as like this is accurate feedback, like something is off in my life because I'm not meant to be alone. I was actually born to experience and express great love. That's the deeper truth. Can you feel that?
Yeah. And I feel like my sovereign knows that, but my little girl doesn't.
So what it is, it's about forging a relationship between these two parts of you, just like we did every day, beginning to talk to yourself, listen to yourself, connect with yourself. That's how that's going to transform at the deepest level.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so happy you're here with us. We're standing with you, for you. So much love. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Who's here from Columbus, Ohio? Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
This is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
I joined your class because I thought I was doing something with, what's her name, Jan Desai, and I ended up signing up to this. It was really weird. It was like a fluke or something. I don't know.
Well, Jan's in the series, and she sent out an invitation for women to come join and be part of the series. So I'm so happy you're here, and you found us, and you're part of our circle here.
Yes, it is awesome. It is so awesome. I mean, I was getting on. It wasn't really that I had a problem. I attract weak men. My mom was a very independent Aquarian thinker, and she raised me alone for, like, a good part of my life. So I was around that strength. And I attract weak men now. So I just gave up.
I used to, up until now, right?
Yeah. I used to.
I've been attracting weak men up until now.
And I would say to you that, you know, now you're going to learn how to spot them and let them go, like catch and release really quickly.
Yeah.
They're not keepers.
Throw them back.
Exactly. No, you're not it. I'm looking for, you know, a swordfish, really big, strong, masculine swordfish, and you're just a little goldfish, so you got to go back.
I love that, Ariel. That is so awesome.
I was at work. Yeah, nobody wants them. You're supposed to
go back. You got to go deep sea fishing with the big equipment and the big boat, okay?
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to cry. It's so funny.
So the problem is not that you're catching them. It's that you're keeping them and not releasing them, right?
Yeah, and they're not fulfilling. I can't eat, so they're not filling up enough
yeah.
to fill me up for me.
That's right.
But I was really good on this call, not really for that. I was at work and I pressed the I was trying to stream. I was at work and I live, of course, on the Eastern time zone. I was not able to play the live thing with that. What's his name? What's his name? Dr. John something.
John Gray
or something. I couldn't play it. I don't know what happened.
So you can connect with our support team around that. It should be streaming. It might be an issue with your computer. It's been working. But what's your question, love? Do you have a question? Anything else other than that? Because
other than
you attract weak men. So what's the question? Like, what do I do? What is your question?
When you're raised to be strong, I've been listening to your series, and it's like, I feel like you all talk to me, and I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Like most of the people that are saying, am I doing something wrong? Because I don't want that in my life. I want someone, in fact, I say an affirmation every day saying I want a man who compliments, not completes me, balances and matches my new beingness. And I'm like, where is he?
So I think, you know, contact our support team and listen to John's seminar. If you're attracting men who are weaker than you, what it has to do with is that a need for you to shift into more of your feminine energy. Come to Saturday seminars with me and Rory. They're really all going to be about that.
Yes, that's my problem right there.
Okay, and so when you find that you actually adjust that polarity and you become more integrated in yourself, you're going to find that you will attract partners who are more integrated. I mean, I thought, well, gosh, what would happen if I attracted someone who was strong and capable? It's like I'd be out of a job, and then I would have no value. So making a shift, value yourself for who you are. There's no one you need to be worthy of love. Being able to shift into that is going to create a space for men to show up in ways that are more powerful. Success. This was my power statement. The men in my life are more powerful, successful, and capable in ways that hold a space for me to rise into my greatness, as do I for them. So it's a very different power center to be anchored in.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make that shift, you'll begin to attract entirely different men and be attracted to entirely different men. So we're going to do that on Saturdays. So happy you're with us. Thanks so much for being in our circle.
Happy
standing
fishing.
With you. Much love. All right. Who's calling from New York City? Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's there?
Oh, this is Yes.
Hi, Yes. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, right now I'm in Australia calling you from my VIP internet, over internet.
Oh, my goodness. You're in Australia.
Yes, I am. Yes,
fantastic. I am. Fantastic. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm in the most spiritual place in Australia called Byron Bay. And
I love Byron
myself.
Bay. I'm Australian. I love Byron Bay. It's beautiful.
What's your name?
It's Yasmin. Originally, short for the yes. But
Yasmin, what's your question?
So I've been married twice, divorced twice, and then I closed my heart for like 8 years, no relations, and then I decided to open my heart, and I realized I really, let's put it this way, met an Australian, came here to give it a chance, only to be dumped, and now I'm in Byron Bay trying to find myself, but I feel like there's still, I have to do something here. But in the meantime, I realized I really haven't opened my heart until very recently. And like this, after I'm in my 40s and like having this like first love at this age and just like, oh my God. And I learned it was like a twin flame. I had no idea what twin flame was about. And now this is like, I blew all my chances and that's it. There's nothing and not worthy of love. Like, look what happens. You open your heart and look where it takes you. Kind of all of these things, blaming myself, feeling very unworthy. Like, how do I find myself and how do I love myself, I guess, are the answers. But just like doing it and letting go of
okay,
the past.
Okay, so Yasmin, just take a deep breath, okay? Just take a deep breath, all right? And just realize you are enough. You know, some relationships don't work out. It doesn't mean that you're bad or wrong or you did something wrong. You know, it's just getting to a place, like if you can listen to Marcy Shymoff's broadcast that's happening today through the end of the night, she really talks about getting to opening your heart and self-love and filling yourself up. And, you know, I would just practice some of that. And at the same time, you know, use some of the discussions Claire gave earlier about really trying to see what are your must-haves and what are your deal-breakers and being able to assess those earlier on in the relationship. And be sure to listen to Dr. Levine's presentation tomorrow on attachment so that you understand what your love attachment style is and how to recognize the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Definitely I'm the anxious type, I can tell you that now. So.
Okay, so here's what's very common. Anxious types tend to be attracted to what Dr. Levine calls the avoidant type, the ones that have no capacity, no ability to connect on an intimate level. And then you're constantly thinking that you're wrong, that you're bad, that you're crazy, that if you could only change something about themselves, about yourself, you could make them love you more or better. But the truth is, there's nothing that you can do, okay? You can't change how they are. But yet what you can do is be responsible for yourself and realize, oh, this is just an avoidant type, not good for me. What you want is the secure type. You want somebody who's really responsible. They're going to do what they say they're going to do. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to make future plans with you. You know, and how you do this is just by, Dr. Levine explains it all tomorrow, that there are ways to ask questions when you're on a date to quickly determine what their relationship history has been without sounding desperate or needy. And so I really want to you to tune in for that tomorrow, okay?
Could you tell me what time they are? It's the first one, because it's usually, I think, around 2 a.m. here. I'm just trying to figure out the first one you mentioned tonight.
Yeah, if you've ordered the gold upgrade, you can access the seminars right away. Or the platinum upgrade, you can access the seminars right away. Otherwise, at 9 a.m. Pacific time is when the stream begins. Every day.
Thank you. And Claire, you and Craig are just such an inspiration. I took a class, an online class with Craig so many years ago, and then I got to know you. It's just like, you two are such an inspiration.
Thank you.
It exists, I know. So someplace. But thank you for being an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you, yes. Well, really happy you're here with us, and we're really holding the high watch for you. So thank you for being in our circle. And come join me Saturday, and I'm going to share some love magic from my meeting Craig 10 years ago. So if you can join us for that, much love.
Thank you.
Many blessings. And, you know, so many questions coming in over the webcast. Terry from Encinitas and Dawn from Houston and so many other women posting. Shelley from Dallas. Listen to Is He Worthy of Your Love? This point that you were just making, Ariel Friaz, it's so important because so many of us have been in relationships or attracting men who do not have the capacity to love, to be good partners, and blaming ourselves, thinking that somehow if we were more worthy, it would create a different experience. So learning how to discern whether or not a potential partner or the person you're currently dating has the capacity to be an awesome partner, this is one of the most important skills you can develop on the path to creating a relationship, because you want to find someone, this is what we talked about in the kickoff call, you want to find someone who you feel that powerful soul connection with, but you also want to find someone who has the capacity to be a really loving life partner, who has the skills to love you. So these seminars are absolutely critical to you.
I only wish I had access to this 25 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have saved myself so much pain and heartache, always thinking that I could turn myself into a pretzel to make somebody love me. And as somebody once said to me, trying to do that is like asking a man with no arms to hold you.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You just can't do it, and it doesn't mean
exactly,
bad
and it's
people.
Not your fault. It's not that you're
exactly.
not lovable. So. And I just see so many of the questions here that are coming in on the Internet. The seminars are going to give you the answers much more deeply. Take a look at the upcoming program. You're going to find those answers here. But we're going to be back tomorrow to answer and more of your questions, to offer another recap from tomorrow's session. In fact, why don't we do that tomorrow, Ariel, on this session? We'll do more of a recap about the key ideas in the Is He Worthy of Your Love? It seems to be such a big topic and theme for the questions that are coming in. Make sure you listen to it, but we'll have more of a conversation about this and coaching on our live call tomorrow, our live Q&A tomorrow. What an amazing session and what an amazing community we have here gathered for this series upcoming for the next 9 days. There are some fantastic audios that are coming ahead. You can see on the program page or the event page, you can scroll down and find out. And we know you're really busy and you might not have time to listen to the audios, or you want to listen again. Want to encourage you to upgrade to our gold or a platinum package. You're going to want to own your own copy of the series so that you can listen at any time and download the audios and access the live Q&As and be coached live by us on the phone during these sessions. We really love to get to know you and to have the opportunity to speak with you, answer your questions, offer you coaching live like we did with our callers today. If you upgrade to either our gold or platinum package, you'll get access to be able to ask us questions on the remainder of these coaching calls. But I want to take a moment just to share about some of the bonuses that you're going to receive when you upgrade and own the entire series keynotes, the panels, the success stories. I mean, you'll get access to the transcripts, be able to listen to these over and over again. And when you upgrade to the gold package, you're also going to receive an additional bonus workshop with Marianne Williamson on sacred romance and how to prepare your home and your heart for love as a spiritual adventure. It's an amazing seminar where she talks about a way to orient to relationship and creating love as a path of spiritual growth. I'm going to be leading and hosting a live workshop with one of the most brilliant teachers on the area of healing our heart and grief and completions, David Kessler. We're going to be doing a live virtual workshop on how you can heal your heart and open up to new love. So if you're shut down to possibility, if you've been in a lot of disappointment or resignation, or you have a lot of heart pain, or you haven't recovered from a breakup, or a loved one has died, this is going to be the most incredible workshop that will hold a space for the deepest level of healing in a way that will prepare your heart for new love like you've never known before. There is an amazing seminar from Alison Armstrong and John Gray, who are the world's leading gender experts, who share what men and women must absolutely know about each other in the process of finding love. And there's a seminar from Jonathan Astley on understanding divorced men. Most of us in our 40s, 50s, 60s, if we're dating, we're going to meet men who have had another marriage or children, and how to navigate all of that. It's one of the things we didn't have time to go into in the series. That's one of our bonuses. And when you upgrade to our platinum bonus, before I mention that, so the value of the entire program plus all of those gold bonuses is over $2,000 for the individual components. And during the event only, we're offering the access to all of that program and the gold bonuses for only $97. So it's an amazing price. We're really happy to be able to make it available to you to access all of these resources and tools for such a small investment. And we want to encourage you to upgrade to the platinum package as well. We've created this platinum package to give you additional resources to integrate and apply what you're discovering in the series to your life. So if you want to have more ongoing support after the series is over and you have a lot more questions and you want to develop the skills of preparing yourself to be a really fantastic partner, the platinum package is definitely for you. The first, you'll get everything that's in the gold package, plus in the platinum package, and I want to share this especially if you've already upgraded to gold or you ordered one of our pre-sale offers, you can upgrade to platinum from gold. You'll find the link is right there on the live event page. So I want to talk about what you'll get by upgrading to gold, to platinum, or if you want to order platinum, if you haven't ordered yet, you'll get all of those gold bonuses. Plus, you'll also receive a 3-month membership to our brand new Art of Love Inner Circle. And this is valued at $5,000, this particular bonus alone, where you'll get access as a platinum subscriber to our vault of our entire Art of Love collection. Over many years, we've interviewed pretty much all of the world's leading love and relationship experts on all different topics related to creating and sustaining extraordinary love. So you'll learn not just the skills and the tools to attract love, but to sustain love, to prepare yourself to become an absolutely extraordinary partner, to create a lifetime of love. So you'll be able to access those seminars in the vault of over 100 seminars and, you know, specific questions that we go into more deeply about online dating profiles and letting go of the past and healing your heart and, you know, recovering from betrayal. I mean, so many topics that we're going to cover, well, that we do cover, those the Art of Love Library covers, you can find access to that. So it's an amazing opportunity to get access to that entire library. Plus, Ariel and I are going to be doing a live video workshop where we're going to go deeper into applying feminine power. It's kind of like our two teachings combined, feminine power and master love manifesting practices together. We're going to be doing a live magical 2-hour video workshop with brand new material we've never taught before on feminine power and master manifestation techniques. So we'll be doing that after the series is over as well. Be an amazing group coming to that. And we're also going to be offering another 3 months of live coaching for our platinum subscribers to support you to integrate and apply and really stay the course with what you are offering in the series, what you're experiencing in the series. So it's an additional $5,000 plus probably $6,000 worth of bonuses by upgrading to platinum. And during the event, there is a very special price for the platinum upgrade. You can see all the details on your program information page as well. So, again, we'll be streaming every day starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be back for another live coaching call at 5 o'clock. And please mark your calendar for Saturday at 10 a.m. live, where I'm going to be offering my live session on the 7 Empowered Keys for Smart, Successful, Creative, Gifted, Awesome, Amazing Women like you to manifest a deep soul partner as well. So thank you so much for joining us live, everyone. And I'd love to invite you just to post any takeaways in the webcast, what's opening up for you, what you're discovering. Arielle, anything you want to add before we end?
Oh, you know, I just really want to remind everybody that if you're hearing that critical voice in your head saying you've got to be more, different, better, change, just let go of that. Just give yourself the space to know that you are enough. Everybody has self-doubts. It doesn't matter if you're the most beautiful girl in the world, the luckiest person in the world. Everybody has self-doubts. It's just part of the human condition. It's normal. But what isn't normal is to obsess about them. So give yourself a break. Love yourself up. Give yourself some joy and some pleasure. And keep joining us for these amazing seminars.
Thanks so much, Arielle. Absolutely. And we look forward to being with you tomorrow. And Catherine from Santa Monica, tomorrow the panel, Is He Worthy of Your Love? It's going to be on tomorrow. And if you're upgraded to any of our packages, you can listen right away. Is He Worthy of Your Love? Really fantastic panel. We're going to be talking more about it tomorrow. So in the meantime, everyone, let's just take a moment just to stand. Take a nice deep breath. Shake that up. Just let our session integrate into you, open you, expand you, knowing that you are already connected to your soulmate. You are open. You are receptive. You are aligned. You are magnetic. You are manifesting your beloved right now. And together we simply say yes and bless our time. And let's join our voices to unmute the lines and hear the sound of us manifesting the great love of our life together. Thanks so much, everyone. Much love. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Honor Shalom.
Yourself. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.
I'll be there. Show me the way to your soul, and I'll be there. Show me the way to the stars, and I'll be there.